Las dos se acaban de dar. Llena el reloj de la audiencia. Las dos se acaban de dar. Pendiente de mi sentencia, Dios mío, qué pasará.
Vamos acordando de la fragua de Noé.
Y por canecio. No creo que soy malo, que habemos malo y bueno y también somos cristiano.
Hola, flamencos y aficionados. I am your host, Cristina de Sacramento, and you are listening to a short and sweet half hour of flamenco, brought to you every other week by Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, which is broadcasting from 90.3 FM in the city of Minneapolis, which is in the state of Minnesota, which is in the United States of America. And furthermore, we're also streaming on the World Wide Web. That's KFAI, Radio Sin Fronteras. Well, last week I did an unintentional homenaje to one of the most famous flamenco singers of all time, Camarón de la Isla. And this week I am going to do an intentional homenaje to Camarón, to sort of tie this all off. I'm working from a compilation CD, which is called Autorretrato, which is kind of like an autobiography, you know? And on the first three songs that I'm going to play you, so I already played a Martinete, which is, if you remember from a couple of weeks ago, it can be classified as a tona, which is a palo, a flamenco form, that is done a palo seco, which is without any instrumentation. This palo martinete can also be, it's classified just as a palo on its own, rather than as part of the tona family, depending on which flamencologist you are talking to. So the guitarist on the first three recordings that I'm going to play, a granaina and a solea will be following, is Ramón Alaciras, and I mistakenly identified him last week as the guitarist on La Leyenda del Tiempo, and that guitarist was Tomatito. However, as this album is a compilation, I find that oftentimes on compilations, things are not correct. And the Paula was identified as a bambera. Certainly doesn't sound like a bambera to me. And we have two tarantos coming up today. And we'll have to see if those both sound like tarantos to kind of gauge the accuracy of the notes on this CD. So coming up next, that Martinete, by the way, was called Las Doce Acaban de Dar. Coming up is a granaina called Y No Llegaste a Quererme. Well, that was really very beautiful, and it's interesting that in these more traditional and hondo meaning deep and somber flamenco forms, palos, I can actually hear the quality of Camarón's flamenco voice so much better than in the kind of upbeat and orchestrated or band-like selections that I played last week. So next up, we have a soleá called Cada Vez Que Nos Miramos, Every Time that we see each other. Hold on. That shouldn't have happened. But things are always happening that shouldn't have happened. Give me a second here. There we go. Okay, so next, Tomatito is going to be playing for this Taranto, which is called En tu puerta da la luna.
Lay, lay, Que mal herido cayó. Tengo un hermano en la mina, ay, qué mal herido cayó. Dejarme pasar por Dios, oh, que yerba del monte traigo.
Well, I would call that a taranta and not a taranto. But let's see what the next one is going to be. I didn't preview it because I wanted to be surprised along with you. First of all, I'm going to dedicate this to Mr. Michael Ziegen, the guitarist for Anda Flamenco. And also his stage name, you might recognize him by that, Señor Rafael de Teresa. You recognize from the title a song that he performs a lot, which I would call Tangos into Rumba. But this says it is going to be a taranto as well. This is called La Tarara. So hold on a second, because I can't take the microphone with me. Okay, there you go. I have to wheel across the studio on my chair. By the way, they put all these low chairs in here. And I tried a couple of them, and it was like being a little kid at the adult's dinner table. I couldn't even see what the controls were because I was down below the fader board. So they had three pillows in here, and I wondered what they were doing in here. And now I know because I am sitting on all three pillows, and I am almost adult-sized here. So, here we go with La Tarara. Let's see what we're going to get. Oh, and by the way, it's Manuel Canizares on guitar and Tino Geraldo on contrabass, which makes me think it might be a tango's rumba too. Not sounding like that. That's the one we know. I guess we'd have to call that e tarantos/tangos, which is what most tarantos are, kind of like tientos/tangos, meaning, for those of you who aren't familiar with palos, that it starts in a more somber hondo palo and then finishes with a more chico or intermedio, depending, palo, which is a lighter, more upbeat style. So speaking of finishing, to finish the show today, we're going to go back to Tomatito. He is going to be playing guitar for Camarón, and we're going to finish with a chico palo, Alegrías. After all that serious stuff, it's called Casita, not Casita, Casita de las Palomas Oscuras. And yeah, thanks for listening. And don't forget to tune in again in a couple of weeks for another Poquito y Bueno, brought to you courtesy of your host, me, Cristina de Sacramento, and KFAI, Radio Sin Fronteras.